ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, affectionately referred to as Krishna Book, Chapter 61, The Genealogy of the Family of Krishna, as given to us by our loving spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who accepted me as his disciple in April of 1974, and who gave me my second initiation in Vrindavan in September of 1975. Krishna had 16,108 wives, and in each of them he begot 10 sons, all of them equal to their father in the opulences of strength, beauty, wisdom, fame, wealth, and renunciation. Like father, like son. All the 16,108 wives of Krishna were princesses, and when each saw that Krishna was always present in her respective palace and did not leave home, she considered Krishna a henpecked husband who was very much attached to her. Every one of them thought that Krishna was her very obedient husband, but actually Krishna had no attraction for any of them. Although each thought that she was the only wife of Krishna and was very, very dear to him, Lord Krishna, being Atmarama, or self-sufficient, felt neither attraction nor enmity toward any one of them. He was equal to all the wives and treated them as a perfect husband would, just to please them. For him, there was no need of even a single wife. In fact, since they were women, the wives could not understand the exalted position of Krishna, nor the truths about him. All the princesses who were wives of Krishna were exquisitely beautiful, and each one of them was attracted by Krishna's eyes, which were just like lotus petals, and they were attracted by his beautiful face, long arms, beautiful ears, pleasing smile, humorous talk, and sweet words. Influenced by these features of Krishna, they all used to dress themselves very attractively, desiring to attract him by their feminine bodily appeal. They exhibited their feminine characteristics by smiling and moving their eyebrows, thus shooting sharp arrows of conjugal love just to awaken Krishna's lusty desires for them. Still, they could not arouse Krishna's mind or his sexual appetite. This means that Krishna never had any sexual relations with any of his many wives, save and except to beget children. The queens of Dwaraka were so fortunate that they got Lord Sri Krishna as their husband and personal companion. Although he is not approachable by exalted demigods like Brahma, Lord Krishna and his queens remained together as husband and wife, and Krishna, as an ideal husband, treated them in such a way that at every moment there was an increase of transcendental bliss in their smiling exchanges, talking, and mixing together. Each and every wife had hundreds and thousands of maidservants. Yet, when Krishna entered the palaces of his thousands of wives, each one of them used to receive Krishna personally by seating him in a nice chair, worshipping him with all requisite paraphernalia, personally washing his lotus feet, offering him betel nuts, massaging his legs to relieve them of fatigue, fanning him to make him comfortable, offering all kinds of scented sandalwood pulp oils and aromatics, putting flower garlands on his neck, dressing his hair, getting him to lie down on the bed, and assisting him in taking his bath. Thus, they served Krishna always in every respect, especially when he was eating. They always engaged in the service of the Lord. Each of Krishna's 16,108 queens had 10 sons. The sons of the first 8 queens are listed as follows. By Rukmini, Krishna had the following 10 sons: Pradyumna, Charudeshna, Sudeshna, Charudeha, Sucharu, Charugupta, Bhadracharu, Charuchandra, Vicharu, and Charu. None of them were inferior in their qualities to their divine father, Lord Krishna. The names of Satyabhama's 10 sons are as follows: Bhanu, Subhanu, Swarbhanu, Prabhanu, Bhanuman, Chandrabhanu, Brihadbhanu, Atibhanu, Sribhanu, and Pratibhanu. The 10 sons of the next queen, Jambavati, were headed by Samba. Their names are as follows: Samba, Sumitra, Purujit, Shuktajit, Sahasrajit, Vijay, Chitraketu, Vasuman, Dravida, and Kratu. Lord Krishna was specifically very affectionate to the sons of Jambavati. The 10 sons Lord Krishna had by his wife Satya, the daughter of King Nagnajit, were as follows: Veera, Chandra, Ashvasena, Chitragu, Begavan, Vrisha, Ama, Shanku, Vasu, and Kunti. Amongst all of them, Kunti was very powerful. Krishna's 10 sons by Kalindi were as follows: Shruta Kavi, Vrishavira, Subahu Bhadra, Shanti Darsha, Purnamasa, and Somaka, the youngest son. The 10 sons Lord Krishna begot in his next wife, Lakshmana, the daughter of the king of Madras province, were named Pragosha, Gatravan, Singha, Bala, Prabala, Urdhgadga, Mahashakti, Saha Oja, and Aparajita. The 10 sons of his next wife, Mitravinda, were as follows: Vrika, Harsha, Anila, Gridhra,